feel the power? Can you feel the power? Feel the power of Devil Inside. Podcast.
Hey, 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 my name is Davis and I'm from Haiti, but I'm living in Dominican Republic. I'm here, Positive Power 21, Jerry Walls Live, worldwide.
That's right, you come, Lord, buddy. You're listening to Late Night. Late Night with Jerry Walls Live, worldwide, and the beautiful Kelly Holly out of Charm City. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We hope you had a fantastic week. And happy Veterans Day to all of our retired and active duty soldiers. Yeah, I got a lot of family that was in the military. I was almost there, y'all. But me and my boy, we changed our mind. The streets was too good at the time. That's right, y'all. That was the 80s. That's when Prince and Michael Jackson blew up the world. That's right. But anyway, welcome, y'all. Welcome. And we hope everybody, reach out and call somebody you know that has served. Well, we got a lot of wounded warriors. Volunteer. A lot of us don't think about it till Veterans Day. What can I do for those people? For those people who served our country, put their life on the line. That's right. You can send them goodie bags, all kinds of stuff, man. People like treats, man. You can send me a bag of chocolate. I'd be happy. So anyway, let's see what's going on in Kelly world. What's up, Kelly Holland? What's going on in your world? What's up?
Hey, 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 Batman. Hey, Baltimore. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, yeah. Awesome, awesome, man. Did you get a chance to enjoy the weather today?
No.
No? Oh, man, you was stuck in the job all day? No recess?
No recess. yeah, I got out a little bit.
Yeah, it's beautiful out. But, you know, me and Mimi had to, do our wash. She didn't want to come in.
Really?
Yeah, I had to pick her up. I was about to drag her, but I didn't want people to talk about
me. Oh, my God.
I had to pick her up, carry her in the house. She was mad with me.
That's the good thing about being a little lap dog. She can get picked up.
Yeah, amen. She was mad. Yeah. I said, oh, well, I said, I got to get back on the clock, man. Can't be playing around out here. That's right. Got work to do.
Anyway, that great fall weather is wonderful.
Yeah, man, we've been getting it. I mean, it's so confusing. I guess it happens when we got these storms that's coming out of the south. You know, cause I think Florida got hit again. Mm-hmm. That was crazy because I was just hearing something about it was out in the Caribbean. I guess during the weekend, mm-hmm. And then it just slams on into Florida again, just like that. Nobody really was talking about it because I guess the elections overshadow it this time.
Poor Florida.
I know, man.
Let's give a shout out to all of those victims that are experiencing these hardships during this time. The weather's nice, but the kids are out of school because of the hurricanes and the bad weather. And they just got hit with a hurricane earlier, September. Hurricane Ian.
Yeah.
And so it's so unfortunate. The people of Florida are experiencing this. I almost lost my mind when I did the research on the victims of Hurricane Ian. Do you know that Florida is increasing their homeowners insurance policies by 40%?
Wow! Yeah, but they're gonna hit everybody because I was talking to my agent and she said, yeah, they about to go up. You know, if you're not on the policy, or you're trying to switch or buying a new home. Yeah, you're going to get hit. Don't call. If you find out that you have some damage to your home, then you can just pay for it because that follows you. A lot of people didn't know that because it's attached to your SSN. Yeah.
Listen, you can follow me all I need because if my whole house went up in the air like the Wizard of Oz, it's not a daggone thing I could pay for. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about anything you can afford. Yeah, I mean, anything you can afford, go ahead and pay for it yourself, So I'm already.
No, that wasn't the big deal. No, yeah. It's like six insurance companies claimed bankruptcy,
wow.
And then the state said that we're going to increase your rates going forward by 40%. Meaning, I just got gypped from my house, and now you're going to increase the rate even more whenever I finally do get on my feet. I thought that was horrific.
Yeah, like, this is the kind of stuff that the rich benefits on, because they just gonna come on in and just buy up all them houses. And people just gonna leave the houses. They not gonna, you know, fight it. They just gonna leave, short sale it. And next thing you know, that's how the rich people, that's how they pick up so much real estate. Next thing you know, got all these B&Bs and summer homes available. This is exactly how it happens. You know, when you head into a recession coming out of inflation. But
down with capitalism.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, man, it's hard being a middle man. Hard being in the middle. It's tough. You know, but you know, try to enjoy life as much as you can, y'all. Don't worry about it. Give it to God. He'll take care of it.
But and get out of Florida, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to stay. That's right.
Exactly. The mortgages are so cheap. I see why.
Yeah, I remember we went through Melbourne. You know, you can see the Rockets take off and everything.
That's
from Cape Cod, whatever it's called. And a beautiful beach. But it was like a lot of vacant properties and boats just sitting around, you know.
The boats sitting up on top of houses, yep, on land.
Yeah, one of my homeboys' family had moved down there for a little while. Yep, from Charm City. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's keep those people in prayer, and you know, hopefully they'll get past this. And the problem is now we got all this stuff going on with politics. People are just going to forget all about them, you know. They're going to end up doing what happened with Katrina. A lot of people just left, moved to Texas, moved to thriving states. That's what's going to happen, you know. But hang in there, y'all. Hang in. I remember Key West used to get hit all the time by hurricanes, but they actually been having a break for like more than a decade.
Good for them, because that little dot of an island, if you look at it,
yeah, we're at the bottom. Yeah,
you wouldn't even understand how small Key West is, or how small that airstrip is when you land. the pilot gotta like force that sucker down on the ground.
But that used to be the spot, though. That's the spot, though.
That's what I was about to say. Key West is nice. It's laid back, but if you go with some hype friends, you could turn it up, you know. Yeah. And I truly enjoyed that. You know, their little clubs. It's like every little spot has a time.
Yeah,
place,
they got, yeah.
You know.
Saw that.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Key West was fun for me.
That's right. Florida, Gatorland. All right. Well, look, tonight, Kelly got a special guest. We actually had an opportunity to meet Apostle or Dr. Howard several times. We actually had her here in our studios. She brought a beautiful mom here, and we all hung out and had a chance to hear her. I never heard her tell a story like she told it here in our studio. So if you ever have an opportunity, I think we got it on YouTube somewhere. But that was a phenomenal story she told. She's a great storyteller anyway. She represents great independent artists. All of them doing their things. I mean, you probably seen some of them at the Stollers, the Doves, everywhere. Everything she touched turns to gold. And of course, you know, she rubbed elbows with superstars way before she even got into the music industry. She was involved with playwrights, stage plays. You know, Bishop Jakes, Tyler Perry, all those guys. You know, before they became the names they are today, she knew those guys. So anyway, Kelly gonna get a chance to chat to her and let her tell her story, but I just want to say hello to her real quick. Hello, Dr. Howard. Welcome to Late Night. You're awake. she ain't saying nothing yet. Dr. Howard, you on mute? We unmuted you. Oh, you know what? I hit the wrong button. I hit Kelly. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Dr. Howard, you hear me? You got me now?
Yes, I can hear you. You asked me, was I awake?
That's Batman for you.
She don't sleep.
I'm gonna tell you something. I went jogging today, and I overdid it. Like another radio announcer challenged me to run after we had jogged. So I ran real fast and jumped and acted a nut on a parking lot. Praise God.
Amen.
And so after I ate late tonight, I fell asleep.
I got magical powers.
Elsa called me. Yeah, she called me. She said, she was whispering. She said, it's time for your interview. I said, why on God's green earth are you whispering to me? She said, I'm in the movie theater.
Ooh.
So I ran and put a little makeup on because I thought you could see my face. This is crazy.
No. I told you it was audio. So she didn't pay attention to my email.
I was so tired that I've been sitting on your web page waiting for you to put me in, and she called me back.
She's ready to come on TV, Kelly.
You have to call the numbers.
And she's the one that and she booked, and I booked the shows of her. Yeah.
I was sitting on your webpage, Jerry, listening, waiting for y'all to put me in.
Oh, man.
And she called me back. I called her back, and I said, I'm here. And she said, you have to call the numbers.
Thank God for Terry. Thank God.
So pray for me. I'm here now.
No Look, problem. I'm here too, Dr. Vera.
You know what's so funny about Dr. Howard? If you go on her Facebook page, she's always starting some activity, you know, on the streets of D.C., running, walking, talking to people. And but Dr. Howard, you got to be careful out there. You're going to be like some of those players that's 35 and older trying to play in the NFL, pulling hamstrings. You don't want to do that. Gosh.
No. I work out all the time. It was just that I was feeling extra amped up tonight.
Okay.
And because we normally do 4 or 5 miles, me and Dr. Melinda.
Wow.
4 to 5 miles.
Wow.
And so we were feeling amped up because we just did a lot tonight. And so I just said, you know what, let's go live. We went live and we started praising God.
Yes.
Then, I don't know if you know Lyle Schubert. Lyle said, Apostle, I want to see you run. He meant like run.
Ooh.
I said, that's one thing. You don't give me a challenge.
Amen.
So I started running. And so that's what happened. But I'm excited to be here with you all tonight. And I'm glad that you guys don't have to see my face.
Yeah, no problem. We know what you look like.
Even though I put my makeup on.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Dr. Howard, but you and I hung out at the Spin Awards. We had seats right next to each other on the front row. We was on the front row of the Spin Awards. 2018, 2019?
Yes, I think it was 2019. I went there again this year. I was there last year, I think.
Yeah, you were there
so
last year.
I definitely remember.
Yeah, during COVID. Yeah. Yeah, I took a break.
I remember.
Kelly will tell you about that. But anyway, look, I'm just here to engineer the show. I'm going to let you ladies talk, and you get a chance, let everybody get a chance to know what you do and how you do it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Batman's on mute.
Thank you, Batman. And thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dr. Apostle Vera O'Hara. It is so great and a pleasure to have you here with us this evening. Please let our listeners know who you are and what it is that you do.
I'm a Jamaican. Because I have many jobs. I'm serious. There must be some Caribbean blood in me because I know the Caribbean, they work multiple jobs. And I have a company called Faith Management and Talent Casting. Mm-hmm. And we've been blessed to manage national recording artists. And Jerry, just a correction, they're not all independent. My
Amen.
Artists are signed to major labels.
Amen.
We've been blessed to manage film producers and do branding and marketing. And in addition to that, of course, I'm an apostle with Matthew 6:33 Global Ministries. I'm an actress as well as I work on films like casting. I've even been a producer before. And I write books as well. So that's just
Amen.
A little bit of what I do.
That's just you being humble. Huh? I said, that's just you being humble. I see this bio. It's about 4 pages long, and it's full of info. You hear me? It's full of info. Oh. These big, long paragraphs. And I'm just so humbled to be here with you. Just honestly, you know, and faith management and talent casting is doing big things.
Big things. There's so much more. You know, I look at that bio and I give God all the credit, all the honor, all the glory. But there's so much more that I have yet to do with the company. And I'm excited about the so much more. There really is so much more. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I look at what God has done and I get, you know, extra excited. But then I get excited of the things that he's going to do that I don't know about. You know what I mean? Like, I just get overwhelmed with the fact that he places me in situations and places that I could have never put myself. Mm-hmm. And he just does his thing. And so he said, there's so much more. Like, I want my company to sponsor you know, people who are homeless. I want to be able to go on my own tours. I want to be able, I mean, it's just so much more that this company is going to end up doing in the long run.
Amen to that. And just to name a few of the clients that she's worked with, listeners, we're talking about Titus Showers, Kiki Sheard, Kalante Gavin, David and Tamala Brown. Like, honestly, Todd Delaney, what do we have here? Pastor Wes Morgan. These people have music on the radio right now. Shekinah Glory, J.J. Harrison, Marvin Winans Jr., C.C. Winans, Kirk Franklin, Brian Courtney Wilson, Vashawn Mitchell, the Bishop at the Potter's House, Mr. T.D. Jakes, you know, Sunday's Best, Leandria Johnson. I love her music. It goes on and on and on. And these people are active. They're making music. They're making money. And just to say, if they had not known you, they would not have this platform. That's major. And that's only
I believe they would have had the platform because God ordained them to have the platform. It's just Amen. That God placed me in their path to be instrumental in helping them fulfill what it is that God has called them to do. Mm-hmm. I just am one of the pieces to it. Let me say the midwife, but God anointed them with the gift. You missed some of my main ones, though. You missed the one I've been with the longest.
I'm sorry. Pastor,
that's okay. I'm going to help you out.
Thank you.
Pastor Dietrich Haddon.
Oh,
been with Dietrich for 30 albums almost.
Really?
And, yes, ma'am. I've been with Dietrich since he was probably 22. And Dietrich is like 47. Oh. Also, I have another main one who, Jokia Williams.
Love me so, Jokia. She was on our show. And I love her song on the radio right now, Let Him In. Draw life to him, let him in. Yes, she has a distinguished voice.
Yeah, she was trending at number one on BDS, but now that they switched to media base, she's getting close to number one. She's about number three or four. I also have that group you all have had before that I managed called Last Call from Bermuda. They were number one with a song called Victory, and now they have a new single out called I Win. Mm. I also manage Sunday Best Singer that did Millions Didn't Make It. I was one of the ones who did Ashford Saunders.
Really?
I represent him as well. Mm. So I've been blessed to work with a host of folks.
Yes, you have been. And that's not even a tip of it, y'all. We talking about Tyler Perry. We talking about playwrights. This, that we just talked about the music. That has nothing to do with the other hats that you wear. And so it was comical when you started off and let our viewers, listeners know what it is that you do. You said, I'm a Jamaican. I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. So to all of you listeners tuning in, if Dr. Apostle Viral Howard can get it done, that should be an inspiration to you all to stop your worry and stop your complaints and to get up and get something done. Amen. Girl, get up and win. Okay, so we have all of these accolades here, and you're proving your footsteps. Your footprint has been proven in this world of entertainment, not just with music, but also in plays, television, movies. I'm just honored to be here in your presence, to be honest with you. The people that you've worked with are prominent. They're familiar, and you're not done.
No, ma'am. Amen. I'm just open to whatever God wants to do, where he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. And I know that there's so many more I must reach. The Lord told me I am not called to just the four walls. I am called to the marketplace. So with that being said, there are so many people that are out there in the marketplace that, you know, I have to reach. Mm-hmm. And I'm just open and willing and available because, like, with the film business right now, I'm presently in a movie on BET. And it's a Christmas movie called The Wesley Christmas Story. And we're streaming now on BET Plus, Amazon Prime, but we are the Thanksgiving Christmas movie. So we kick off on Thanksgiving Day on all of BET stations. Mm-hmm. And so on that movie, when we were on set, I actually played Pastor Timmons. Mm. And yeah, I played Pastor Timmons. And the interesting thing about it, how I got the role, just to tell you how God, you know, he knows what he's doing. The writer / executive producer called me up. And there was another role she wanted for me, which was a lead role. She said, somebody's asking me, how do I join? What do I tell them? Because I want them to join.
They can always dial in. That's how they can get to hear us live. They can always go to Spreaker, Spreaker, type in Jerry Royce Live, and they can listen in on us right now. Or they can wait till after the show, and then we'll be available on all media platforms.
No, they want to come in live in case they have a question.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, they want to come in live. I'm gonna tell them go to my page and dial in.
Amen to that.
But they made me lose my train of thought.
Well, let me start off with a fresh question. I'm just curious, how did all of this come about, Dr. Howard? How did you even get yourself so deeply rooted into this entertainment realm? I mean, we're talking about TV, film, plays, music. There's no end to it. How did all of that happen? Faith management and talent casting.
Oh, Lord, we might not have enough time for that.
Amen.
Well, I try to, you know, tell people the story. I'll try to make it short.
Okay.
I was born crippled. And so being that I was born crippled, the doctors told my mom that after they broke my legs out that they needed to put me in various things to make me walk normal. So if you see me in person, I'm a little pigeon-toed. So
okay.
I did things like dance. I did tap dance, ballet dancing, Hawaii dancing, you name it. And also I rode horses. I did karate. I did fashion shows. I did beauty pageants. I did all that stuff to try to be like a normal human being. And I had a tenacity for the entertainment arena. I used to want to act when I was a little girl. I was always very animated. I'm glad that my mom didn't call me ADHD, but she told me I was very hyper. Always very hyper. Get bored really quick. Always inquisitive. I was a very inquisitive child. But my parents were very, very educated. So they made me do all the schooling. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to undergrad, went to grad, went to medical school. I mean, I just did every bit of education you could do. And so, but eventually it came back around to entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it came back around to entertainment, it started from the modeling thing because I would audition for videos and, you know, and then I got tired of auditioning for videos and not being the one to pick the people for the videos. I said, no, I'm a boss lady. I'm not going to stand in line for people to pick me. So I started my casting company. So then from there, I started working with plays. And so when I started working with the plays, I started becoming like a little acting coach doing branding and marketing promotions and casting. Mm-hmm. And so I was behind the scenes. And so then, because that's when I worked with Tyler Perry, David Talbert, Emmanuel Siegels, Andrew Barrow. I've worked on so many plays. So then prior to the plays, I was working with the film producers I work with now. They were 18 and 19. They are the executive producers of the number one hit show on All Black TV Network called Double Cross.
Mm.
And so I was working with them at that time. Because I always had a knack for picking talent, and I was very animated myself. And so I was working with them as their manager and also doing script continuity stuff. And and casting. And so then I was beginning to make my little way in this little industry. So I thought I was going to be the next big thing on casting.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of all of that, God told me to give up television and film.
Give it up.
Give it up.
And do what?
I said, God, are you serious?
Mm.
Because I had gotten saved. And I was like, are you serious? It can't be serious. And he said, yeah, give it up. He said, and I'll bring you back in it when I'm ready. He said, I'll bring you back in it after you go do what I tell you to do. And so I left it. And I went into straight music and representing national recording artists as a result of running into an artist who was in a play. And then he said, you ever think of management? I said, absolutely not. That ain't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back to me. And if you ever want to get to me, you have to say, did you pray about it? You know, they always say to me, did you pray about it? Because by this time I got saved. And so I said, listen, I can't manage you because, you know, we make percentages. It's not an ongoing salary. See what this record company said. I want her to be my manager. And it was Sony Records. He said, can you hire her to do branding and marketing and everything else while she manages me? The record company hired me. And so I started managing him and doing branding and marketing for his record. And that was Michael Speaks. He had a song, Jesus Is Real.
Mm.
And so then from there, Type Got Records hired me. They're the oldest African-American record company that's out there. This is how I met Dietrich.
Mm-hmm.
Type Got Records. Well, even before that, there was a friend of mine, she's deceased now, when I used to do marketing with the plays, we would hire her to go do street marketing with me, street teams, meet with the ministers and all that other stuff, the radio announcers. And she said, you know what? There's a guy who's brand new on the scene. He's different. He's weird. He's before his time. I think y'all a perfect match. His name is Dietrich Haddon. She said it to me. And I didn't know who Dietrich was because he was just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got hired with his record company to do his tour, to root his tour, market his tour. That was in 1998, Ty Scott Records hired me.
Amen.
And so from there, Dietrich kept me on. And then other artists wanted to work with me, and then it just went on from starting out with Michael Speaks to Dietrich to Ty Scott to Sony Records. And then it just went on and on and on. And then I became a manager. And that's what happened.
Amen to that. God put you in position, honey. And you listened. Being obedient to God, do you find that to be difficult within your life? Or have you done it so long that it's second nature?
It's second nature, but it still always challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to keep it real because the assignments, as the assignments become more difficult, God expects more from you. And, you know, being that he expects more from you, you know, you got to give him more. He puts more responsibility. It requires an increase in your prayer life. It, you know, just certain things like that. So, and then, you know, I can't move without hearing from him. I can't move without having a relationship. I can't move without knowing what my next is. I can't move. I mean, that's just a reality. So, so yeah, it's always challenges as you go up this ladder. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So being obedient in that, and then as God gives you more responsibility, can he trust you with it is the question. You know,
how about that?
Yeah, can he even trust you? And that's another thing. You know, some people can't do it because they'll get the big head. I'm just saying. They do.
But it's a nice little cute way that you say it, but I get it. You know, people get so consumed with their role that they consider themselves more important than necessary. And so we get the big head. We get arrogant. We think we did all this journeying on our own, you know, like we wasn't praying to God to make it all happen. I definitely understand. Wow.
Yeah, I asked God, I said, please don't ever let me get the big head. Please keep me focused, you know. Please allow me to stay humble and always acknowledge that he is the reason that I'm even successful. And I'm very cognizant of knowing that I would not be able to do any of this if it wasn't for the strength of the Lord. Not Merle Howard, but God. And so I don't get it twisted. And that's what keeps me level-headed and grounded, is because I know that I would not be able to do any of this if it was not for God.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Just real quick, can you touch on how you came in contact with Tyler Perry?
Oh, wow. A long, long, long time ago, before he became who he is right now. He was trying to get his stuff picked up in the play business. And the company I worked for at that time, they financed plays. And so there was a gentleman that believed in him named Arthur Primus out of Dallas, Texas. He believed in him. And that gentleman he's one of those people that you go to when you want something, you know, like funded. Mm-hmm. And so he believed in Tyler. And so what he did was he took Tyler to other promoters around the world to say, listen, I believe in this guy, buy in it, you know, book his play in your city, come on in financially, help me fund this tour because I think we're on to something with Tyler. And so I just happened to be the girl that worked in the office that did the branding and marketing and this, that, and the other.
Okay.
And so when they came to the office for us to finance him, they financed him. And so that meant that I was responsible for doing his advanced marketing, his promotions, his publicity, and, you know, meeting with people in different cities. I was the person that would fly into a city before the play got there, meet with the radio, the TV, the ministerial alliances, the sororities, the barbershops, the music shops. I met with everybody, set up their interviews, and I would meet with the street teams in the market, give them the flyers, tell them how we needed to promote. And then about time I set everything up with their interviews and all of that, then the cast might fly in. And as soon as they fly in for the beginning of that week, I might be there one night, and I fly out and go to the next city.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did with several of the play producers. Even David Tabor, who is now a film producer.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the movie that I'm on right now.
She said right now, y'all. Without the big head.
Yes, the movie that I'm on right now, those producers I actually met one of them. He was the stage manager for David Talbot's plays, and I was doing David Talbot's publicity and helping, you know, with talent. And this was 25 years ago. And so now a lot of them that started out with me with the play business are film producers. And so being that we worked together years ago, they have now that the Lord brought me back into the fold, because remember I told you that God told me to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiring me. And I say to God be the glory.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You are such a blessed person, and to know you is to have a hand in the mix. How is it that you deal with, well, what type of advice would you provide to young Black girls that don't know how to get in, that don't know how to get to their goals, but they have an ambition?
Somebody said that the interview is just playing music. I guess she's on now. Well, it's interesting you would say that, because I just found out last night, and I haven't told anybody. I just found out that I am being honored in December as something like Woman of the Year in Jacksonville, Florida.
Amen.
For being exemplary of how a woman of God should act. And I asked, and the person who's honoring me is a film director, because I'm actually shooting a role with him also in something he has, a film he has. And if I asked him, I said, how did I get picked? He said, because, you know, we watch you, we see what you do, and you present yourself as a woman of God. You don't waver, and you don't sell out. You're not sleeping around. You're not taking your standards down. You know, you're presenting yourself as a godly woman, and a lot of these young girls need to know that. They need to know how to be a godly woman. They need to know how to value themselves. They need to know that there's a call on their life. They need to know that God thinks more of them than what they think God thinks of them. They need to know that God has a purpose for their lives. They need to know that they don't have to do certain things to be successful. And I believe that God wants to use me in this hour to get that point across. And he reiterated it when he said to me, you're getting an award as Woman of the Year because of your disposition in the industry. I don't have a bad rep for doing anything ungodly in the industry. I don't have a rep for being a slut. I don't have a rep for sleeping around and get ahead. I don't have a rep for, you know, beating down people or manipulating situations or doing things that just are unintegral. So he said that other young ladies need to learn that. And when I look at these ladies today, because I watch, when I'm on my Facebook page, a lot of IG stuff pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of watch some of this stuff. And some of this stuff, you will wonder, why is an apostle watching this? But I am appalled of where women are today.
Really?
Especially our African-American women. Their ancestors would roll over in their graves. Because they worked so hard for us to be dignified, for us to have certain rights, for us to be classy, for us to be treated as citizens and not animals, for us to be able to have jobs, go to college, you know, for us to represent our culture correctly, You know, and when I see some of this stuff I see, I am just appalled.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And it's, unfortunately, there's two sides to media. And there's one side that's heavily promoted and influenced. I mean, and they dig in deep, the powers that be. They hit you with your TV. They hit you with the media. They hit you everywhere where your attention goes. And so people start to assume these mannerisms that's not really reality, you know. And I can definitely understand your point of view when you're looking at the race. There's a lot of positive out there. Let's not pretend there isn't. However, there's enough of the foolishness where one would think that this is unfortunately a way of life when it's not. And so I also like to encourage others to travel outside of the United States just so they can get an idea of how the world runs and not just be isolated to the way that we do things in America.
Yes. I'm a big advocate of international work. I just came back from Bahamas, and I'm literally working on some projects right now to get an incentive program developed for film directors to go to various countries and shoot films. And so I'm talking to countries now about that. And in a lot of the foreign land, they have such integrity. You know, they don't, they're not, they don't have things accessible to them like we do. And they don't take things for granted. And I think that we do sometimes, you know, we really do. And they're behind us with some of our lifestyle activity that is over the top to me. Now, I don't say that it doesn't happen there, but they're behind us. I mean, when you're talking about an island that may be 30-some square miles or an island that may be 21 like Bermuda, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's still taboo. And there's a certain realm of respect that they have for each other and themselves and just certain things they wouldn't do. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes they don't come to America and act like a fool either, but I'm just saying, on, you know, I have found out when I go to a lot of countries outside of our own country, people are grateful to have, and they're grateful to be in positions of having, and so they have a tendency to be a little bit more respectful with themselves.
Absolutely. I can understand. Without me going into a tangent, I'm just going to agree. And so I'm just going to agree because you're absolutely right. We're over our time, but I don't feel like I even tapped into the tip of the iceberg on this interview this evening. And I would certainly love to have you back if you have the time one day in your schedule. So we could talk more about your ministerial life, how you even got into being a pastor, how are you able to manage your duties of the church while you're still managing all this talent and achieving your own direct goals. And so I just thank you for being here this evening. I apologize that we couldn't get deeper into our interview today. I don't think it's enough for one show. I think we need to block out some time when we invite you onto our show so that our listeners can definitely consume the greatness that you pour out and be inspired just by the work you have done. So thank you again for joining us this evening, Dr. Howard. We appreciate you and all that you do. And just not to be completely remiss, would you mind praying us out this evening?
No, I don't mind, but I want to tell you what I forgot.
Go ahead.
When I had that moment of a senior citizen. when I was texting, I remember that the executive producer/writer of the was the Christmas movie that I'm in on BET now, called me and offered me a lead role. And when she offered me the lead role, I couldn't play the lead role because one of the lead roles, the lady drinks and says just a few little cuss words, but it's a reason why. She went through something traumatic. And so she said to me, you know what? We need a pastor, a male pastor, age 33. And I'm not a male, and I'm not 33. Mm-hmm. And she said, but girl power, I believe you could do it. She sent me the script. I put my robe on, and I practiced with my Aunt Audrey. She said, hurry up and get me the video back. I mean, I had no time to get it done. And I sent it back to her, and she sent it to the whole casting crew.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me back screaming, you got the role. And I say all that to say, I want to leave that with your people. When God has told you he's going to do something through you, for you, with you, you have to be ready. I didn't have time to try to figure it out. I didn't have time to try to say, okay, can I get back to you 2 weeks later? I didn't. I had to be in position. And somebody who gave me a chance like that, you know, a beating the odds, I had to give it my best shot, and I had to believe that God had already told me I was back in that season to act, because remember I told you I gave it all up.
You did.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage somebody who, you know, you never know when that thing you've been waiting for, it looks like it's past the clock hour, is going to come back your way. And you'll be able to walk in the manifestation of the promise or the dream that God has given you. But you got to be ready, because you don't know the moment. You don't know the second, the day, the hour. You have always got to be in prep mode. So don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Don't think it can't happen to you. Don't think that God forgot about you. Don't listen to those who try to discourage you or say you can never do it, that you're too old. Because I'm not no young chick out here acting and modeling and fashion week and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you with that, because she believed enough of me and she said, girl power, come on girl, bring that script. I read that thing like I ain't never read it before.
Amen.
And now I'm on BET. So I hope that was a word of encouragement to somebody. But I'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We are so grateful just to be alive. We are grateful Amen. That you selected us to exist, God, with a purpose, Father God. We're grateful because there are many that have gone on to be with you. Many have closed their eyes, God, and many you have called home. Some prematurely have left because of the attacks of the enemy and the works of the enemy. But God, we are grateful that you have put a hedge of protection around us. God, you have still put a word inside our lips to be able to share about your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your miraculous hand, your power, and who you are as our Lord and Savior. God, we thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You make all the decisions, God. Even the enemy cannot touch us without coming to you like he did Job and saying, can I touch your servant? Mm-hmm. So, God, I thank you that you order our steps. You create the plan. You are the master plan. You yes. know the way. You open the doors. You dispatch the angels. You move the enemy out of the way. God, you cut down mountains, God. You keep seas from allowing them to cause us to drown, Father God. You have us overcome hurdles and hurricanes and storms and obstacles that would be thrown our way, all the letdowns, God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for every boulder that has been thrown at us that tried to stop us, every spirit of distraction, every hindrance that tried to say we couldn't do it, because, God, you said that we could do it. And, yes. God, I thank you because you have given us endurance and made us steadfast. You rose us up, God, like an eagle that you have called us to be, Father God. So, God, we should not get weary in our well-doing, but we should continue to soar and press into you, Father God. Press into more your glory, your might, your power, your word, your strength, the anointing, God, that you share with us, God, the oil that you pour out on us from a heavenly place, Father God. We will continue to trust in you. So, God, for every listener who's on here today, God, I pray, God, that whatever's inside of them, whatever gifts, whatever wisdom, knowledge, whatever, God, you have called them to do, God, and it's in their belly, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, that, God, that their bellies will be ignited to move forth regardless of what someone has said to them, God. And, God, they know that they can thrust with you. They can rely on you. They can trust you and that you have the answer. You are Jehovah Jireh, the provider, so they can't even question not having money, God, because you are a miracle worker. So I pray, God, that that listener is blessed and that listener will continue to strive on and do what you have called them to do despite the enemy's hand and the wickedness that we wrestle against, God, that you said is not flesh and blood, God. I pray that the listener, God, will put on the spiritual eye and recognize, Father God, when danger and harm tries to come, God, and that, God, you said in your word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yes,
but, God, that we would not give up in spite of what seems like a rocky road or a rough road or tough terrain or a journey that looks like it never has an end to the greatness. God, the devil is a liar, and we know that. Mm-hmm. We decree it and we declare it, and we thank you, God, that you are Elohim, all-knowing, all-seeing, the great and mighty God, Lord Adonai, Jehovah Nissi that fights our banner, Yahweh God, Jehovah Rapha that heals our body, God. God, you are the God above all gods, the Lord above all lords, the King of kings, the great and mighty God, the great I am that I am. And so for that, God, we're grateful and we admonish you tonight, and we give you all the praise and glory, God, because we don't question your finish end, but we will allow our steps to be ordered by you. As your word says, the steps of a good man are, my God, ordained by you. And I hear that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. So, God, I pray for happiness among your people and your grace, your mercy, God, and peace that passes all understanding. So, Lord, have your way with us. Have your way with this network, God. Continue to bless. Continue to pour out what they need. Open the portals of success to them, Father God.
Yes,
continue to give Jerry the vision, God, the insight, the knowledge, God, to expand and do what you call him to do with the airwaves, whether it be television or radio, God. And so tonight, we will not forget to give you all the praise, honor, and glory for all our success, because it does not come from us alone. We're only your vehicle and vessel to win souls over to the kingdom of God. So, God, let us be mindful to win those souls over and to be about discipleship. So we thank you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I told you.
Yes, Lord. Man, you better not cut me off early. We gonna spend every minute I can.
I ain't gonna cut you. I was gonna just say, I told you she was a prayer warrior. I'm gonna tell you real quick.
Yeah.
Dr. Howard, she's not just a spiritual woman and with a big heart, but she's a very funny person too. She made me laugh all the time. She's very funny, clean funny too, man. That's the thing. Yeah, she should be on TV on a sitcom, you know, kind of like that show with those kids, elementary. What's that show called? My wife watches it all the time. Elementary called Abbott or something like that, with the principal and the teachers and the kids. She'd be good on that show. Oh, yeah, you okay? Whatever. But anyway,
on any show, huh?
Yeah, she's funny. But congratulations, though, about a Wesley Christmas. She's starring with Jasmine Guy, and Dorian Wilson from The Parkers.
Guy. Okay, yeah. Who's it?
I mean Jasmine Guy, right? From a different world.
Guy, Dorian Wilson.
Yeah.
Yes, Dorian Wilson, you know, he's from the
Mr. Parker.
Yeah. CeCe Carter, you remember in Living Single? And he was Obie's roommate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, I see him. He has all that gray on him now. Oh,
yeah.
You see his face.
We do grow up. You know what I mean?
How about that? Yeah. Red Grant, he in the movie. Okay, I love comedians.
Yes, it's in a role. Rolanda, she's in it. She's an IG sensation. People know her from doing stuff with Country Wayne. Mm-hmm. It's like an all-star cast, and the cast is just so wonderful. And I mean, they were just a blessing to work with. And also, I didn't say, I just got back from the Peachtree Film Festival, and the movie Double Cross was voted as number one of all TV shows, period, at the Peachtree Film Festival. So, them get some films, them Crystal Gibson's and Howard Gibson. Right. They're doing their thing. We shot our fourth season, so it airs February the 3rd, and we're getting ready to start shooting our fifth season. We pretty much been green lit for a couple of more years, and I just bless God because both of those, one is a TV series and one's a movie. Both of them, I've been written in for a couple more seasons. I'm a regular now, so
God is
up to something.
Yeah,
he's up to something.
Yeah,
and,
I see it too.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I saw that back in 2018 when you were sitting next to me at the Spinner. I said, she's funny.
You know what? Somebody just told me, Jay, this is no lie. The man who is over, who's the founder of the Peachtree Village Film Festival, just told me yesterday, he said, you need your own show. You need your own show. I mean, he just said that to me. And we were cracking up because I had him falling out laughing in the car. And he was like, you know, today when I was hanging out with Dr. Melinda, I was cutting up in the parking lot, dancing, shouting, jumping up and down, doing go-go music, you know, gospel go-go.
Yeah, that's
right.
D.C.
Laughter's good for the soul, and so I like to make people laugh, and I like to laugh. So you're right.
But you know, Kelly, she that kind of funny where you know people they don't even really have to try.
Yeah,
I just remember she was messing around with her phone trying to get it charged up, and she was tripping me out. She's just so funny.
Did I ever get it charged?
You went on the side of the stage and charged it up. You sitting
I
in the front
that's
row.
Right.
She was sitting in the front row and just got up. Well, it was a live performance.
Well, that's like tonight. I was sitting on your page thinking that I was about to go on, you know, Zoom or something, waiting for y'all to come on, and then I didn't realize.
I'm
supposed to call in.
And you booked so many people on my show. How you forget?
I don't know.
It was the nap party.
Yeah. Yeah, it can mess you up. Yeah.
It did, because I got on this bright pink lipstick. I said, Lord, I got to fix myself up. I put a scarf around my head so my hair could be flat.
Okay.
And I just was sitting there, and I said, something ain't right, because... I hear them talking and they don't see me to let me in the studio.
Right.
So I told them 100 times. I separate Zoom from Facebook Live from TV. See, it's all the same to me. So I separate I separate radio from that stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God!
You can't call our TV show no podcast, like most people.
Wow.
Right, Kelly.
Wow.
Amen. Thank the Lord for these different platforms. Okay, we have the podcast, we have the TV shows. Jerry got contracts around, but I think he need to name drop a little bit. I don't know. Come on, we got Dr. Howard here now.
That's right, Jerry, you Dr. Howard. But DMV. You know, it's a funny thing. I've been chasing after Dr. Howard to get my boy Charles D. Clock on one of her shows. He's been trying so hard. He's been trying to cast. Man, he right up there too in Woodbridge. So he can do it in person. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I thought he'd been trying to reach out to, but he's working on a big movie. Yeah, he's working on a big Amazon Prime movie now, so he probably just moved on from us. Yeah. Big time. But this just show you the DMV is doing incredible things. in this area. So
yeah, the directors here, actually Octet Production and Dem Gibson Films. Yep. And there's another one I work with, another company. They're located here. There's a lot of film directors here. But what is happening is the DMV does not offer the tax incentives as Atlanta and other states.
I believe.
So we reach a certain cap. You know, so when we reach a certain cap, you know, we run out of money. So a lot of times the directors have to shoot in places like Atlanta where you can get 30-40% of your money back and other locations. So it kind of is more attractive for us to go elsewhere. And the DMV directors want to make this more of a territory for film and television. Yeah. You know, they want it to build, and they're working very closely with the mayors in Maryland, the mayor in D.C., to try to get the film commissioners to really get the vision and help make more money available, because there's so many creatives here,
you know,
in this area. And we don't want to lose them. We don't want to lose them to L.A. We don't want to lose them to Atlanta. We don't want to lose them to these places where you get these tax credits.
Yep.
And so directors are working very hard. And then the other thing, they're very loyal to hiring people. Like, we shot Double Cross in L.A. Most of their production team, like 17, 18 members of their production team, were flown to L.A. from D.C. and Maryland.
Oh, wow.
And then they casted a lot of people from the DMV, but we shot in L.A. And then the other company, Octet, you know, they open up their doors for a lot of people right here in the city when they do the casting calls or things like that. And because these are straight up homegrown people who God is blessing in the film and television area, so they're trying to allow opportunities to open up for people that are in our own neighborhood.
Yeah. They'll need to come on the Eastern Shore too. You know, they got a lot of territory and, you know, space, you know, to do stuff, car chases and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Territory and space? I don't know what you mean.
I said Eastern Shore, the Eastern Shore of Maryland. I said, you guys got to come down to Eastern Shore. There's a lot of space down there to do like stunts, like incredible stunts.
Oh,
yeah, like farms. They got farms and all that stuff. You know, in case you want to do a slave movie.
I can bring that to their attention because we always do locational sites.
Mm-hmm.
I work on there's a film that's coming out called Hush, and I wasn't in that film, but I worked on locations. Like, for example, there was another film that came out last year on BBC called Remy Ma. I wasn't in that, but I worked with helping with the extraordinary cars and sending people their way. Mm-hmm. So I work in various capacities. So when it comes to locations, I will let them know, you know, that there's a lot of territory out there because we have a tendency to stay in the DMV because of the incentives that we get for shooting. And it's really about those incentives. That's why I said earlier I'm meeting with various countries now to have incentive programs built up so they can be excited, so directors can be excited about going into other countries because it's so expensive.
Yeah,
you know, but we need something. We need some help. Help with the Minister of Tourism. We need help with hotels. Help with some flights. Help.
Yeah. You know, y'all can come to Baltimore too. Come to Baltimore. We, you know, remember they did the wire here. We got plenty of vacant homes for blowing up stuff too. blow it up. Really blow it up.
There's a lot of movies that are shot in Baltimore though. Like even right now, if I'm talking to you, I just got. Somebody's casting right now in the DMV, a casting call. All That Glitters Is Not Gold is casting with Nubia Filmworks. Nubia Filmworks has been shooting films for a while. The casting call is Sunday, November the 19th, 10 a.m. Location, 6525 Beck Press Road, suite number 619 Hyattsville, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And they're casting. They have a list of casting roles. There's quite a few of them on here.
You said called Nubian casting?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a lot. I could send it to you. This is SAG After Production. Shoe app. They need a Latino woman. Yeah, they got the age range, all of that.
Yeah, please.
White male, age 45 to 55. So there's a lot of stuff that is, you know, going on. They need a poetry reader male, age 26 to 35. African American woman, love interest and friends, supporting role.
Yeah, they do have a lot of openings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get that out there to our friends out there in the DMV, the actors and actresses. All right.
I'm going to send it to you right now, Jerry, so you'll have it. And if they are serious about their craft, they'll go.
Please do. All right. Well, look, it's time for us to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, listeners.
Well, not a problem. Thank you all for joining us this evening. Thank you, Dr. Howard, for being here this day. And I hope that we can have you back on the show. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please join us every Thursday night from 10 to 11 for Late Night with Jerry Royce Live with Kelly Holland. And never forget to tap back into your unspeakable joy. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power? Feel the power of Double X.
Hey, 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 my name is Davis and I'm from Haiti, but I live in Dominican Republic. I'm here, Positive Power 21, Jerry Walsh Live, worldwide.
Hello, beautiful people. My name is Popular DeGeneres, gospel artist from Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and you're listening to the Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast. I got my new single playing on there, Adura. You don't want to miss it, worry.